next on the 5 o'clock report.
The ultimate goal, overturn Roe v. Wade.
In this state, there are 300,000 compulsive gamblers.
It's hard to even imagine that this was a school.
We have a pandemic caused by fear.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Joe Mentum, good afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast. Yeah, Joe Biden scoring big wins last night. Super Tuesday contest got more political momentum today when billionaire Mike Bloomberg dropped out of the race and said he will support Biden in his presidential bid.
I've always believed that defeating Donald Trump starts with uniting behind the candidate with the best shot to do it. And after yesterday's vote, it is clear that candidate is my friend and a great American, Joe Biden.
Stock surged on the Biden bounce. Even President Trump seemed impressed.
A great comeback for Joe Biden. Incredible comeback when you think about it.
We'll have the closing numbers for you. Pretty impressive. Political analyst Larry Sabato says the political tables have all of a sudden turned on Bernie Sanders.
South Carolina halted his progress. So that tells me and everyone what Sanders needs to do. Score a big upset by a large margin, and maybe you can change the momentum of the race.
The Vermont senator talked today about the differences between himself and Biden.
Joe and I have a very different voting record. Joe and I have a very different vision for the future of this country. And Joe and I are running very different campaigns.
Only one in eight people who voted on Super Tuesday were under the age of 30. And that hurt Sanders, says Tom Bevin with Real Clear Politics.
Bernie's been saying that he's created this revolution, that he's energizing voters. And he certainly, it appeared that way when you looked at the crowds. But the actual numbers don't support the idea that he is expanding his appeal, expanding his base. He performed way worse this time around than he did 4 years ago.
Six more states hold nominating contests next Tuesday on March 10th. They include the Rust Belt battleground of Michigan. Congress reaching a deal today to spend $8 billion fighting coronavirus. The death toll in the U.S. is now at 11, all of them on the West Coast. President Trump's coronavirus task force met today with the airline industry to talk ways to keep the fast-moving bug from spreading even more. Vice President Mike Pence.
We're going to continue to lean into this effort. We are going to continue to bring the full resources of the federal government, and we're going to enlist the full resources of American industry to keep the American people safe.
A state of emergency declared today in Los Angeles, where six new cases cropped up. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti.
This could be much better than we expect. It could be much worse than we expect. Anybody who says it will be one way or the other, we simply do not know.
Six cases also confirmed in New York. We'll have more on that later in the broadcast. The U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments today in a case that could have monumental impact on the abortion industry.
If this law is allowed to go into effect, there will be only one doctor left to provide abortion care for the approximately 1 million women of reproductive age in Louisiana.
Abortion rights activist Ellie Schilling talking there about a Louisiana law that requires abortion doctors have admitting privileges in nearby hospitals. Katie Glenn with Americans United for Life.
Just like any other ambulatory surgical center, abortionists need to have the ability to emergency transfer a patient to a hospital nearby if there's any kind of complication.
Mike Sherman's a political scientist at LSU.
Louisiana is now the test case going before the Supreme Court. The ultimate goal for conservatives who are pro-life is to scale back and eventually overturn Roe v. Wade. This could be a major step toward doing it.
The high court will render its verdict this June. Many of the dead from those devastating tornadoes near Nashville were children.
It was this deep roar, grumbling sound that I've never heard before. We were flying in the air into the trees back there, where once we hit those trees, the house
exploded,
disintegrated.
I feel myself lifting and flipping over.
I have no clue how we survived.
I've seen houses partially torn off. I've never seen a home essentially picked up and just taken.
Like Wizard of Oz.
Nashville Mayor John Cooper says the tragedy has brought out the best in people, however.
It was a tough day yesterday for Nashville. People responded so beautifully. What an incredible community we have.
From donating blood to distributing emergency supplies, Nashville residents pitched in big time. Reporter Grady Trimble says a Christian school near the Music City was completely destroyed by the storms.
It's really unrecognizable. It's hard to even imagine that this was a school just a few days ago. But I guess you could say fortunately the storm moved through here in the middle of the night, so there were no kids at the school. 800 students would have been here if it moved through during the day.
President Trump will visit Nashville Friday. Toyota recalling more than a million vehicles, 1.2 million to be precise. The affected automobiles have defective fuel pumps, which can cause engines to stall. The recalled vehicles include Toyota trucks, SUVs, minivans, and cars. The U.S. Ambassador for International Religious Freedom is concerned with the rise of Islamic terrorism on the continent of Africa.
Part of religious freedom is being able to freely practice your religion without fear of being attacked. And unfortunately, you're seeing a growing number of African countries that's not protected.
Sam Brownback tells Family Life,
I really think what we need to develop is an African vision for religious freedom, where we really get together a group of African nations to talk about religious freedom on that continent.
Africa is evenly split between Muslims and Christians. Jeopardy host Alex Trebek is keeping his fans informed about his battle with cancer, announcing on Twitter today.
One-year survival rate for stage 4 pancreatic cancer patients is 18%. I'm very happy to report I have just reached that marker.
And the 79-year-old says he hopes to be among the 7% of cancer patients who can reach the 2-year mark. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, coronavirus in New York, problem gambling in Pennsylvania, and the asteroid the size of Mount Everest. It's coming next month.
Hi, I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life weather forecast. Tonight, there'll be a snow shower in spots this evening, and then overnight, partly cloudy skies. It could also be a rain shower early as well. Low temperatures ranging in the mid-20s to the mid-30s. For tomorrow, we'll have some sunshine with high temperatures in the 40s. Then on Friday, it's a cloudy day with increasing winds and some snow mixed with rain in eastern Pennsylvania. Light accumulations for many on Friday into Friday night. The high temperature Friday in the 30s and lower 40s.
All right, Kevin, checking the headlines in New York and Pennsylvania, the coronavirus infection rate in New York is now at 6. Most of these new cases linked to a Westchester County attorney who tested positive this week. Governor Cuomo at a press conference today.
His wife has also tested positive. His 20-year-old son has also tested positive. His daughter has tested positive. And his neighbor, who drove him to the hospital, also tested positive.
300 SUNY students being recalled from study abroad programs in China, Italy, Japan, South Korea, and Iran. Those are coronavirus hotspots.
The students will come back on a chartered plane. They will then be quarantined for 14 days in dormitory settings. We'll then stay in touch with them after the 14 days to do follow-up work.
Earlier this week, a healthcare worker from Manhattan became New York's first coronavirus case. A Pennsylvania politician wants to downsize the size of the state legislature. Republican Valerie Gatiss says there are too many elected representatives in Harrisburg. She wants to cut by about 50 the number of members of the state house.
The number one thing that it does is not only makes the legislature smaller, but it also saves money. Saves almost $15 million a year.
Pennsylvania has one of the largest and most expensive state legislatures in the country.
One, it reduces the cost of the legislature. Two, it makes the legislature more efficient and more accessible in many ways.
Because the bill amends the state constitution, it needs to pass in 2 legislative sessions, then go to the public for a vote. The changes would not take effect until after the 2030 census. Buckle up in the back seat. New York senators have moved to strengthen the state's seatbelt laws. They've approved a bill that requires backseat adult passengers buckle up. The legislation now moves on to Governor Cuomo's desk. Half of the 37,000 people killed in vehicle crashes last year were not wearing seatbelts. March is Problem Gambling Awareness Month in Pennsylvania.
In this state, there are approximately 300,000 compulsive gamblers. And nationwide, an estimated upwards of 6 million individuals suffer from problem gambling.
And with the expansion of sports betting, we anticipate that number will grow.
Jen Smith is leading the state effort against compulsive gambling addiction.
We urge individuals and their loved ones to recognize when a recreational hobby becomes a more serious problem.
Pro-family forces say as internet gambling becomes more commonplace, more people will fall victim to gambling addiction. And the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission is busy stocking the state's waterways for the upcoming trout season. Anglers, get ready. Over 3 million trout, averaging 11 inches in length, will be stocked by the commission in over 700 streams and 130 lakes. Opening day of trout season in Pennsylvania is April 18th. It won't be long. Time next for your nightly market report, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. At the closing bell, the Dow was up 1,173 points. The NASDAQ closed higher by 334 points, while the S&P advanced 126 points on the day. The Bulls back on Wall Street. Ambassador Advisors, a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. You can find out more at AmbassadorAdvisors.com.
Here's Rob West with a MoneyWise Minute.
Carrying a balance on a credit card is financially harmful, but shockingly, 42% of Americans still carry a credit card balance. So I want to tell you about something called the $20 rule that may be a way to reduce your credit card debt. In a recent study, a group of 6,000 credit card users, all of whom carried a balance, agreed not to use their cards for any purchase less than $20 for 6 months. At the end of 6 months, their credit card debt went down by about $100 on average. And younger credit card users, those under 40, ended up reducing their debt even more. The savings may be modest, but the study showed that even the smallest changes in behavior can have a positive impact on your finances.
Your money and your life belong to God. Learn to manage them both well when you visit MoneyWise.org, MoneyWise.org.
This is the 5 o'clock report. Sonny's gone racing. Drive Home Sports next.
Yeah, they're racing. NASCAR hitting the road for its first race in 2021, part of a scheduled shakeup to start the Daytona International Speedway season. The track announced several changes to the start of the annual season. They include running an exhibition Busch Clash on a 3.5-mile road course that winds through the Daytona infield and packing 7 races, as well as the Daytona 500 qualifying into a 6-day span. The Truck Series opener will be begin on Friday night as usual. To the NBA. Cavaliers host the Boston Celtics tonight. Brooklyn Nets at home against the Memphis Grizzlies. Knicks in the Garden taking on the Utah Jazz. On the ice, can the Flyers stay hot? Winners of 6 straight, they're at the Washington Capitals, and the Flyers 3 points out of first place in the Metro. College basketball, St. Bonaventure at home against St. Joseph's. Niagara battling Siena, and Robert Morris taking on St. Francis of Brooklyn. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Dolfiette.
Hi, I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Unsettled weather conditions are ahead tonight. Clouds, starlight, and a couple of scattered rain and snow showers in the mix. But on balance, nothing particularly noteworthy. There will be a push of colder air with a disturbance on Friday that'll bring some snow and wind to the area, only to be replaced by another milder pattern by Sunday and early next week. Our forecast for tonight, there'll be a snow shower in spots this evening, and then overnight, partly cloudy skies. It could also be a rain shower early as well. Low temperatures ranging in the mid-20s to the mid-30s. For tomorrow, we'll have some sunshine with high temperatures in the 40s. Then on Friday, it's a cloudy day with increasing winds and some snow mixed with rain in eastern Pennsylvania. Light accumulations for many on Friday into Friday night. The high temperature Friday in the 30s and lower 40s.
All right, Kevin Williams, great work at the Weather Center. Are we in the final throes of winter? We'll have to wait and see. Finally, at 5 for a Wednesday, an asteroid about the size of Mount Everest is passing through the neighborhood, so to speak. We first noticed this giant space rock some 22 years ago and have been tracking it ever since. Absolutely amazing. On April 29th, it will come, this asteroid will come within 4 million miles of planet Earth. 4 million miles, by the way, is 16 times the distance between New York City and the moon. But in astronomical terms, it's a near miss. Again, look for it. April 29th, the asteroid, the size of Mount Everest. That's one big space rock. And that's the world we live in for Wednesday, March the 4th. As always, thanks for being a part of it. I'm Bob Price, Family Life News.